Welcome to ATS Mix.
And I think until you start asking questions, you know, you're just going to buy whatever's offered to you on the 6 o'clock news.
ATS Mix.
This isn't a talk show, it's a freak show.
From AboveTopSecret.com.
But also be skeptical of the people who are out there selling conspiracy theories.
The Internet's most popular conspiracy theory discussion board. ATS Mix. From AboveTopSecret.com.
In the name of Christ, just let us in!
Starts now.
Well, welcome one and all. It is the ATS Mix. I am Johnny Anonymous, and who might that be on the other end?
It is the Dave Meister Rabbit.
Oh, my
God.
Back in
the saddle again.
Dave, I can't tell you how many U2U's emails and people from all over the world were sending these concerns about what happened with you. Now, we were all doing a bunch of speculation, thinking that possibly because of that message you got from Agent X had something to do with it.
Yeah.
Give us the real lowdown, if you will, please.
Okay, I'll give you a Reader's Digest version. X contacted me, told me that he wanted to see me and Lear at the perimeter of Area 51, that he had made some contacts inside the people in Groom Lake, and that he was going to try to get us somehow or other inside the perimeter.
Really?
So I flew to Vegas, met up with John after we, you know, after he took me on a tour of his mine, which was, you know, I'd rather see two squirrels screw. But after we got through doing that, then we met with X. By the way, X is, you know, he's a really nice guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he really is.
What's he look like?
Just, well, you know, I don't think
I can. Should we not say?
I'd rather not say.
All
you
right.
know, I mean, out of protecting his identity, and especially since he's going to be doing so many things for us in the shows and the future shows and stuff.
Sure.
And anyway, between X and I, we did make it to the perimeter of the Area 51 facility, but that's as far as we were able to get because the dogs. The dogs really chewed John up bad.
Oh no!
Yeah, his left leg. I hate to report this, but X and I were doing a pretty good job of getting away from him, you know. And then I looked back over my shoulder, and I kept going, "John, come on, come on!" And of course, you know, and you know, like every good soldier does, you know, we're not going to leave anybody behind, but we sure weren't going to fight all the Dobermans off of him.
So I'm going to take it that you guys didn't make it with the contacts either.
No. Mm-mm, no. So anyway, that's what happened to me. But my God, I listened to the show when we got back in town, and
right.
What's going on with Bill?
I don't know. Here's what I know. We're ending our little skeptic overview. He says that a white van pulls up. Somebody knocks at the door. The next thing I know, somebody has literally yanked him off the telephone. The telephone falls to the ground. That's the last anybody has heard from him. We've contacted several other people. We've contacted his family. Nobody knows what has happened to Bill. So it's like, okay, now we know Dave is back, but now what has happened to Bill, the skeptic overlord?
Wow. It's strange.
It's very strange.
So, I mean, we got to do something. I mean, you know, we just can't have dead airspace. So what are we going to do?
Well, we got a hold of one of the other amigos. You know, there are three of them.
Oh, Simon's going to join us. Great.
Try again.
You mean the Springinator?
Now, that would be correct, sir.
Okay. All right, man. All right, well, you know, what the hell? If we can't get Simon, I guess Springer will have to do.
Now, from the very top of AboveTopSecret.com, it's time to catch up with Springer, a.k.a. Mark Allen. This is Springer Sprung.
Mark, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, and you're damn lucky I'm here too, buddy. Can't get Simon, I guess we'll take Springer.
You
well,
know what?
You know, now that I think about it, you kind of got a point, don't you? I love you, too.
I love you. You know I'm just jacking with you.
Yeah.
You know the Simonator will never replace the Springinator. You know, it'll never happen, you know.
God, I hope.
I mean, Simon started the thing, but, you know, you and I are best friends, always will be. And that's just the way it is.
Well, I mean, have you guys seen Bill? Have you heard from him?
No, not since last week.
Have you heard anything at all?
I've got a sneaking suspicion that the The other side of that white van had something along the lines of mental hospital, you know, or something that would lead one to think that anyway, on the label on the side of the van. I bet that's what it was.
Oh, you think he got picked up by the WACO police,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
So probably. You're saying he may be wearing a new white suit?
Yeah, the one with the really long sleeves.
Well, he's still wearing the Depends, isn't he?
We don't talk about that in public, Dave. Come on.
Now, that's an interesting thing. If he's really in Nutsville, then he truly brings to the table the true meaning of Disneyland for Nuts.
You got it. Too many hours staring at lines of code, followed by more lines of code.
Mm.
It'll do it to you, man.
Yeah.
All right, well, so what are we talking about here? What are we doing?
I don't know. I mean, hell, you know, it's your show. By the way, I gotta say something before we even get started. I said, well, we got to come up with a catchy name because, you know, Skeptic Overview is pretty cool. And I said, let's go back and dig back in the archives to the old show that you and I did and to the Springer Sprung. Nah, you got to call it Springer Sprung. I said, okay, fine. You come up with a name. Well, obviously, since we're calling this Springer Sprung.
Until further notice.
Oh, bull. You'll never come up with a name as clever as Springer Sprung. It's going to be Springer Sprung. Get used to it.
Yeah.
Besides, we've already hired this big, elaborate group of people to come up with your intro. By the way, Johnny, have you gotten the Mormon Tabernacle Choir to consent to it?
That would
Oklahoma. Sorry. I thought you were going to go into Oklahoma. Sorry.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, that's enough of this BS. Now, let's see how good a show you're going to be able to produce. Now, you're into the aliens and UFOs, so what do you want to talk about?
Well, after that intro, it's kind of mind-numbingly hard to focus. But I'll give it my best shot, man. You know, last night, and Johnny was involved in this, We had a member come on, and it was a really strange deal because a typical hoaxer usually has just joined the site, and they typically are not willing to have quick communication with somebody like me, with an admin or an owner of the site, who can, you know, obviously facilitate the presentation of the backup to their claim or deny it. You know,
right.
And last night was a really weird deal. The name of this thread, and it now has the dreaded ATS hoax tag before and after its title. But the original title was UFO Video, No One Will Host, ... And this guy Time Slice comes on and, you know, puts out a really, really bad sounding story. And the details in the story are what made it sound bad. He claims that he tried to host this video on YouTube and LiveLeak, and that both of them banned the video. And he went so far as to say that one of them told him that they banned it because you know, they didn't want the feds coming down on him or something. Just absolutely ludicrous. My BS radar maxed out when I read that. But being Springer, the benevolent, agnostic amigo that I am, you know, I thought, well,
the gullible, and sometimes gullible Springer. You
know? No, not gullible at all. The deal is, like I said in three or four of my posts in that very thread last night, the day that I start blowing people off immediately because we've been hoaxed before is the day we're just going to shut ATS down. I mean, what's the point?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Close up shop.
You know, so, you know, I've been doing this for years. Somebody comes on to make a claim like this, I typically give them 24 hours to come with the evidence or else we're going to put the dreaded ATS hoax tag on their stuff and I'm going to ban them and they're not going to be able to enjoy the fruits of AboveTopSecret.com any longer. Well, this guy actually came back after he saw that I had posted and said, you know, I'm one of the three owners, and I guarantee you we will host your video. Email it to, and I gave him the business at theabovenetwork.com email address. Amazingly, the guy came back and he said, I'll have it to you within an hour. Well, that kind of intrigued me. Time goes by, and of course, God, we had a bunch of members just freaking out, going, I can't believe it's taken so long. Where is it? Where? Oh, my God. Patience, people. Patience. You know, if nothing else comes out of that thread last night, I hope that our membership gets two things. One, what I said earlier, the day we start just blowing off people who you know, make claims because we've been hoaxed before, we all might as well pack up and go home. And two, give people a chance to get their crap together, get their email set up, dig for it. Not everybody is a PhD in computer science, net savvy geek like us. You know, I mean, come on, give people a chance. So, you know, the guy ultimately emails me the video. I can't get it to open. It was corrupted or something. So I contacted Johnny Anonymous and, you know, asked Johnny to do what he could and to upload it to the FTP and put the link up on the thread. Long story short, it turns out that this was a video that Johnny had a hand in debunking, what, 2.5 years ago, Johnny?
Yeah, about 2.5 years ago.
About 2.5 years ago on UFO Casebook. So it was really a bizarre twist of events. And, you know, we even had the classic Yahoos that came on the site and posted in this thread, oh, well, you know, I can't believe Springer's going for this. Must be a slow Saturday night. He's trying to drum up traffic. I mean, just the most ridiculous crap you've ever heard in your life.
Yeah.
You know, anybody that has a clue as to how the internet business works knows that the, whatever, 35,000 views that little thread got in dollars and cents, let's see here, that's a whopping $35. Wow. Yeah, I mean, God, these people drive me crazy. You know, when they think that we are so lame that we would attempt to pull off a hoax to get traffic to the site, it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I know your time is worth more than $35. I know my time is worth more than $35.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's just ludicrous. So anyway, that deal, and Johnny, I would love to hear, you know, what went through your mind, you know, as when you finally got the video repaired, you opened it up, you looked at it, you know, I kind of have a sense for what went through your mind through your emails, but I think the listeners would probably like to hear that too.
I'd like to preface this by saying that there were parts of what Time Slice, the original poster, was posting on the threads here that kind of made me sway back and forth in both angles. And I kept wondering, well, maybe he actually does have something if he's been holding on to this, because he claimed he was holding on to this in his computer since, 1995?
Yeah.
So, you know, I was trying to keep an open mind to it, but once we did finally get the package sent to me by email by Springer, and I looked at it, and I go, oh, my God, this is exactly that same Brazil UFO that I helped debunk over 2.5 years ago on another forum. And it was like, oh, what am I going to do now? So then I contacted you again, and you said go ahead and post what you found and also a link to it and your findings that you did originally 2.5 years ago. And one of the things that we were able to determine 2.5 years ago is when you do CGI layering back in those days, there was a form of rotoscoping that they would do. Anybody that's familiar with CGI knows about rotoscoping. You have a certain border area that a video is shot in, and when you play it on your TV, you don't see the end of the lines. But now when you watch it on a video, you're actually able to see the entire video, and it should be a nice, sharp, clean, crisp border edge line all the way around. Well, there's a certain segment here where the craft is coming from the left edge out over this lake that it seems to be hovering before it banks to the left and then takes off down the lake or river, whatever it may be. And you see flare out coming beyond the video border edges.
Right.
There's pretty much a telltale sign right there.
Well, what's flare out? What's flare out?
All right. Well, if you looked at a straight line of a video, and you see a portion of the video going beyond that border, there's no physical way that a standard video camera would have been able to have taped that anomaly happening at that exact point in time where just the UFO is coming out from the edge behind some bushes. So you actually see portions of the UFO going beyond those border edges into the black section of the border.
Right. It's like going beyond the lens view of the camera, basically.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
Exactly.
All right.
And so what I did was, so that other members and posters would be able to understand what I was talking about, I actually did several frames, about 9 frames of the craft, so that you see the straight edge borderline of the video, and then you see the flare out popping out. And I posted that on page 7 at the very bottom, and then also on page 9, I made another small little clip so that our members could see it. But it was very disappointing to me, and I'm sure to everybody else. The thing that blew me away was that in less than 24 hours, this particular thread has garnered, and I just looked at it just a little while ago, over 37,000 views in less than 24 hours. So that's how much interest this thread created on ATS. Incredible.
Well, and I think that's a function of there's so many people out there that are hoping for and waiting for the smoking gun video or whatever. That combined with the, you know, astute membership of ATS, AboveTopSecret.com, that is also waiting for the quote-unquote smoking gun video that is 9 out of 10 times, actually so far 10 out of 10 times, is a hoax, and they're ready to shoot it down because, you know, without AboveTopSecret.com and before we got to prominence that we're at now, these things would fly all over the internet. I mean, there would literally be dozens of sites hailing it as the coming of the aliens. People were putting flowers in their hair. I mean, it was unbelievable. You know, I mean, dancing in the streets, you know, who knows what. Interestingly, too, and in addition to, you know, the guy sending me the video, is I pressed him. I think it was 4 different emails that I sent in response to emails he was sending me of, you know, do you have the emails from YouTube and LiveLeak where they banned your video because it was a threat to national security or whatever. Finally, he says, oh, yes, and I'll send them to you straight away. What he ends up sending me is screen capture from LiveLeak about a video that was 270 seconds long, not 4 seconds long, that got boinked off of LiveLeak. So, you know, the bottom line is, I guess the guy was bored on a Saturday night. That's all I can think, and wanted to have some fun and see everybody get riled up. And, you know, there were several posters and several members that are complaining about, you know, I can't believe I wasted all this time, and and other people saying, I can't believe this thing went to 12 pages or whatever, and 800 replies or whatever the hell it was. Well, you know why it did? You people wouldn't listen. Look, when something like this comes up, if we're on top of it, just wait, let the guy send whatever he's going to send. We're going to put it up there, and at that point, it's shot down or it's held up.
Yeah, but don't you also think, Mark, that a lot of it, too, is when you put that hoax tag on the thing, it's like yelling fire. Everybody wants to run and see what all the excitement's about.
Well,
you know?
That didn't happen until this morning, though, Dave.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm sure that added several thousand people jumping in there wanting to see what all the commotion's about, too.
Well, no, early this morning at about 2:30 a.m. PST time, it had still garnered over 30,000 views. So, I don't necessarily agree with the yelling fire to attract the rest of the
fire.
or in this case, hoax.
I think what it is that people see this, you know, the subject title, UFO video that no one will host, ? That's a really good, catchy title. I mean, it got my attention. All right.
Mine too.
They see that, and then they jump in, and they see, you know, this guy is appearing to cooperate, and then a whole bunch of people start, you know, rattling off that he's not cooperating fast enough. So if you take those replies out, the number goes down greatly. And those replies were really just pretty much useless. I mean, I can't, you know, walk up to the guy's house across the ocean and force him to email me now. I mean, he's going to do it when he does it. And, you know, it's just, we just all need to just kind of take a major chill pill when these things come up and let it play out the way it's going to play out. But the ones that, again, that fog my mind the most are the people that complain about how many views and replies it got. You know, and here they are adding to it. I mean, that's like saying, you know, you just shot a guy and you're bitching at him for bleeding. I mean, right. Oh, God.
All right. Well, speaking of that, let's kill this mother and move on to something that really is significant.
Well, I would say that 2007 coming to a close, and I'm sure by the time this gets on the air, it will have closed, and we'll be into 2008. But of all the UFO slash alien things that happened that came to fruition or came to prominence in 2007, the Chicago O'Hare sighting, mass sighting, was by far and away the best case of the year. I mean, in my humble opinion. I even went on the Discovery Channel because of this thing.
And you looked good, too.
Say again?
Yeah, and you look great.
Good. You looked real good.
And not only that, the thing that I put up, and I think another member put up, to where we had a copy of that, a lot of people, I mean, thousands of people viewed that actually missed it on the Discovery Channel.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it garnered a hell of a lot of interest.
Yeah. That case, when it really came to national and ultimately global attention when John Hilkovich, the transportation reporter for the Chicago Tribune, got this story on the front page of the Chicago Tribune on New Year's Day 2007. From there, it just went kind of crazy. And came to my attention, I think, January 2nd or 3rd. And I got John Hilkovich on the phone. We talked. We discussed the witness interviews that he had, and a thread was born on AboveTopSecret.com. I think it was in February, we had an anonymous poster come on and put up a cell phone picture of what he claimed was the UFO taken from the cockpit of a plane on the tarmac. What fascinated me about that is that one of the witnesses that Hilkovich interviewed made the statement that there was a guy who was they call them taxi pilots. They were not allowed to fly the plane, but they're the guys that drive the plane from the gate to the hangar for maintenance or whatever. They basically, you know, transport or taxi the plane, thus the name taxi pilot, around the airport. One of the witnesses said there was a taxi pilot who had a cell phone with him in the cockpit and got a shot of this thing. So out of the blue, we got this image on our site posted by a guy that showed up, registered, made one post, that was it, and disappeared. We showed that image to all the witnesses that Hilkovich interviewed, and ultimately we had another eyewitness come on to AboveTopSecret.com, and to vet her, you know, I demanded her you know, phone number or email or something, and you know, I said, we just got to make sure that you're really in Chicago. We got to make sure that you really are you. And this thing is kind of hot, so I would appreciate talking to you. And I gave her my cell phone number via email. She called me back. We spoke. Very sincere woman. Didn't sound like a, you know, phony to me at all. And knew a lot of details that everybody else didn't know. The point of all this is that to a person, all the witnesses that Hilkovich interviewed and the eyewitness that came forward on our site that Hilkovich did not interview, all looked at that image and said, that is what we saw.
Right.
Now, we had digital experts, David Biedny, Google that name, David Biedny. He's one of the fathers of Photoshop. This guy teaches at Yale. He is an absolute stud when it comes to computer graphics, imaging, photography of any kind, you name it. And Jeff Ritzman, who is one of our other resident digital imaging experts, they both looked at it, and they felt like it had been tampered with, but they couldn't figure out how, and it certainly didn't have anything to do with the UFO. 3 or 4 days later, maybe 2 days later, we had obviously thousands of people searching the internet for that image. Well, somebody came across an image that was in Google Images, I think, that the background appeared to match this image. So a lot of people said, well, this is obviously a hoax image because here's this source photo that appears to match it, even though it didn't. When you lined them up, they didn't match. But the picture seemed to be taken from exactly the same spot.
Right.
Okay. So that led off you know, to a whole nother realm of, you know, somebody's hoaxing us to, wow, you know, the cover-up boys planted this picture on Google after our picture came out, you know, trying to you know, debunk it and cover it up and everything else. Amazingly enough, in the part of the O'Hare UFO sighting of November 2006 that blows me away the most is the FAA denied getting a report of any kind to Hiljkovic. They denied to a reporter at the Chicago Tribune that they had any knowledge of this thing ever happening.
Right.
He files a Freedom of Information Act. A couple of our members file FOIA requests. And 3 days later, the FAA comes back and says, oh, wow, you know what? We looked again, and by golly, we did. We got a phone call about 4:30 p.m. Not only did they have a phone call, they had the tapes of the voice traffic between the tower and the pilots that were in the air and the pilots on the ground. Those tapes, we've got them on the site, they're in the thread, are amazing. These people were, I've never heard such nervous laughter and people that, you know, were trying to not acknowledge what they were looking at. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You know, they were trying to go, wow, you know, we're all professionals and aviators and aerospace folks, and this is crazy, you know. It was really a bizarre tape to listen to. It went so far as Dr. Richard Haynes of NARCAP, who is an exceptionally honest and genuine, ultra-intelligent researcher into this bizarre field, and his research is totally focused on pilots and aviation and safety. He got involved and interested. He interviewed me. We spoke for probably an hour and a half, and NARCAP created the definitive report on this sighting, in my humble opinion, which is available at their site, www.narcap.org, and that's NARCAP. Very scientific in its methods, very scientific in its presentation, and the point is, it still remains a completely unexplained, completely undefined, absolute, without a doubt, sighting. And here's the killer. It was over the busiest airspace in America. You show up to the airport with a half an ounce of hand lotion that's not in a Ziploc bag, and they will shut the damn airport down, right?
Now, wait a minute. Does that involve videos and stuff, too, or what?
Do what now?
The lotion. The lotion.
No, but surprising enough, Dave, there was claims that supposedly a video existed, and I think that turned out to be false, too, didn't it?
Yep.
But, you know, before you get to the culmination of this thing, I think you're leaving out one of the most important things of this story.
What?
I mean, the most monumental thing, the thing that drew the most attention that I'm aware of, and that's the hotel you stayed at.
Yeah, your phone call to me?
What do you call the Swiss Hotel?
Yeah, the Swiss Hotel. It's actually a very nice place.
Now tell us the rest of the story.
So anyway, so, you know, an airport can get shut down by the most mundane of things.
Right.
Meanwhile, we have this object hovering in the sky, seen by dozens of people, including licensed FAA professionals, and the airport continues on like nothing's happening. Most amazingly is that every one of the witnesses that were, you know, in a position to see described the way this thing left the area. And this is the most fascinating part of it to me. It hovered just below the clouds, and we had a 1,900-foot ceiling with approximately 2,700-foot thick cloud layer on top of that 1,900-foot ceiling.
Right.
This thing literally shot straight up, blew a hole through the clouds, and it went so fast that you could see the blue sky through 2,600 feet of clouds for I don't know how long of a period of time, but think about that. Something that can blast through clouds that thick, fast enough to where you can see blue sky in a perfect hole before the clouds have a chance to fill back in. And that's phenomenal.
That's no hologram.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Well, we've beat that horse to death. let's go into your final one. How many months have you been sending U2Us to Johnny and I to do the C2C drone thing?
Yeah, the months? Drones.
Months? Has it been months?
Months, at least. I mean, well, the thing came out. It broke on our site, I think, in May or June of 2007. So however long that's been, that's how long. Finally, we're gonna get to touch on it, and I really do just want to touch on it because we could do an hour and a half on the drones.
Oh, sure. You ain't got an hour and a half, so yeah. You're gonna have to.
Well, and for those who are uninitiated, the drones are just the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard of or seen in your life that has captured the attention of a lot of people for a lot of different reasons. And I'm going to be very polite here and say that some of the people, the reasons that they have for being interested in it and continuing to talk about this bollocks is financial. And that's their business, and that's okay, and I'm not going to go any deeper into it than that. But the bottom line is the Isaac Carrot, C-A-R-E-T, came up a couple months after the drones made their appearance on Coast to Coast's website. What you have here is you've got these things that appear to be goofy-looking, I don't know, Transformer-like, Star Trek-like, who knows what.
Really, some of the weirdest-looking stuff I've ever seen.
Exactly. And they claim to be hovering silently and being able to flash in and out of the visible spectrum of light and all this great stuff. What they are is CGI. There's no question about it. 90% of the images are pure CGI. There's one or two that there's still a raging debate as to whether or not they're models composited with CGI. Really, that's all the debate there is. There is no more debate about, at least not with critical thinking people and people who accept reality and accept, you know, known facts. There's no more debate about whether these things are, you know, genuine hovering things that pop in and out of the sky. The most ridiculous part of my mind is that on average, these things are about 4 feet across. There's no obvious to a human mind purpose they could possibly serve other than to be, you know, sensor drones or, I don't know, recon drones or something to that effect.
Yeah, recon drones. Right.
Yeah. I mean, the theories are just all over the place out there. So those popped up on the Coast to Coast site, and the next thing we know, we've got this beautiful manifesto almost written by somebody named Isaac. Isaac pops up on this website, contacts Coast to Coast, and he claims to be a scientist who worked with, I forget which company or which lab, back in the 80s, and he had experience with these things. He was trying to reverse engineer the technology behind them, and he claims that these bizarre-looking letters that we've now found on some of Tom T. Hall's old gaming works from id back in the day, Commander Keen Kid and a few other games. We found them way back then. We found them now that Alienware Computers is using these bizarre symbols in one of their new marketing schemes. Anyway, this Isaac guy, who's clearly an intelligent person, probably a PhD level brain, claims that these symbols are the actuators, this magical technology that with the proper composition of alloys, metals, and what have you, this language is the actuator. This language is what causes, once it's applied to the structures, it gives it the magical power. It gives it, you know, the ability to create anti-gravity forces. It gives it the ability to create bubbles and of EMF that can, you know, transcend galaxies. It's all this wild stuff.
I've heard it also mentioned that the symbols or hieroglyphics, whatever they are, could be likened to be adding software to the metal to make it actually work.
Right, exactly.
And you know, one other thing that we haven't really discussed, and we kind of missed at it on the O'Hare thing, but this thing's got 192 pages so far.
Sure. Oh, and there's three of them. Dave.
Yeah, and the O'Hare thing, I think, had close to 200 before you shut that down.
Right. Well, the O'Hare thing hasn't been shut down.
Well, there's one of them that we talked about that was. Oh, I guess it was the hoax one.
The one from last night, yeah.
Yeah, but it had a buttload of them also.
Oh, yeah. Well, the O'Hare thread It is, well, the Isaac Carrot C2C drone possible explanation, which is one of three huge threads, it is sitting right now at 110,007 views, 3,832 replies, and 152 pages. And then you've got the O'Hare. Well, here's the other one. Carrot drones debunked a viral fantasy, which is one of the theories behind the whole Isaac thing, is that he popped onto the scene to create a viral marketing scam or scheme, depending on your perspective, for an upcoming movie, product. I mean, everything was brought on the table there. You know, a lot of people thought it was something to do with the Transformers movie that came out. Ultimately, right. It didn't. A lot of people thought it had something to do with Halo 3 coming out. Ultimately, it didn't. We don't think. Now it appears, because of the Tom T. Hall and id Games connection, that maybe there's a new big game coming out from, you know, whoever.
Whomever.
Right. Maybe next year or the year after, that this is a viral marketing scheme for. But we have a member, sysconfig, sys_config, who has absolutely been relentless in his pursuit of answering the drone question, specifically the Isaac question. And I don't know how many applauds I've given this guy, but he is absolutely brilliant. Sysconfig, my hat's off to you. Keep working, keep hammering, and you, of everybody I know, are probably going to be the guy to solve this. And I wanted to put that shout out to Sysconfig. We've got several other members that have stayed on top of this thing.
You know what would be a neat thing to do?
Hmm.
Is to create a, what do you call those little chingaderos that people put on their avatars that mean, you know,
badge.
Like your next, yeah, badge.
Yeah.
You know what you ought to do is it, what are you laughing for? You
hadn't even a drone badge.
No, I was going to say is come up with a deny ignorance expert badge. Guys that really have done their job, really have torn apart the hoaxes and really have gotten this thing into it, give them a badge, because these guys, when they say something, it's something that they have earned that right to be that kind of big shot on the ATS side.
Well, we kind of have that with the subject foreign matter experts. But I like where you're going with that, because this guy is really, I mean, he's got a very unilateral focus on the drone thing. So he's really not a UFO subject matter expert. I mean, he might be, I don't know, but I mean,
right.
But I do like where you're going with that. And that is something that I think I will pursue with Bill, is coming up with a badge for people that just like research excellence or something.
Just honor them
with
their quality
of
research.
Then once in a while, you do have a good idea.
Well, hell yeah. You know, I mean, when we were all in Vegas, we don't want to tell that story.
Well, anyway, I do want to touch on the fact that the O'Hare Airport UFO sighting thread has 1,086,604 views as of today.
Wow.
2,112 replies. I do want to cover a couple things too before we bounce this off. You know, we've got 2008 looming over the very, very near horizon. I'm sure by the time this gets out, 2008 will have already started. But AboveTopSecret.com and the Above Network LLC have some awesome initiatives coming up this year. And I really think, you know, this is a good opportunity to kind of plug a couple of them. One is the first ATS book, official AboveTopSecret.com book, has been written by the great New York Times bestselling author Jim Mars. I've got the manuscript on my hard drive.
Wow. Yeah.
And it will be hitting the shelves late summer, early fall. And that's huge, I think. You know, for
he's a great guy too.
Yeah, he is. You know, we've got that. We've got we're working right now to become a part of Comic Con and do a national awards presentation talking about honoring people for things of the year or whatever. You know, Comic-Con is huge. It's in New York and L.A., and on average, it draws 200,000-plus people.
Right.
And we're looking at the you know, ATS Ignorance Denial Award of the Year or something along those lines. And it's going to be really kind of a big deal. We're looking to put that together. Obviously, ATS Mix has a very bright looking future that I can't go into the details on at this point, but in terrestrial nationally syndicated radio. Thank you very much, guys. We've got TV stuff cooking, and we've just got a lot going on. And I think that all the members, and God bless them, our volunteer staff, the Mod Squad. And
I love the Mod Squad.
Dave and Johnny and everybody else, I just think
I love Dave and Johnny.
I think that the 2008 is going to be a fabulous year. I think that our mission and our vision of taking the spotlight off of the hucksters and the charlatans and the hoaxers and the greedy bastards, you know, they'd BS their mom if they thought they'd make a ten bucks out of it. Getting the spotlight off of those guys and putting it on people like Clifford Stone. And, you know, I've contracted a metallurgist to look at the Bob White object, for Christ's sake. I mean, we really want to focus on and put the spotlight on the real stuff, you know, the stuff that has evidence, the stuff that makes sense, because there's a lot of it out there, you know, and people listening to this podcast, if you're sitting there rolling your eyes right now thinking that we're a bunch of nuts and, you know, this UFO thing's a bunch of crap and it's all crazy people, I got a newsflash for you. It's not.
There is something, since you brought it up, Mark, I want to just inquire here. You mentioned Clifford Stone, which, of course, has been so kind enough to help us with the Freedom of Information Act documents. I understand you and also another member from AboveTopSecret.com recently went to Roswell, New Mexico. Could you please share, because who knows when we'll get a chance to ask this question again, what the hell were you doing in Roswell, New Mexico?
Well, what I can divulge, I will divulge. And okay. Clifford Stone has three confidants that he trusts implicitly. And we met when I was with you guys in San Jose. We met one of them at the Bay Area UFO Expo.
Right.
And I guess in October, that gentleman called me kind of out of the blue. And he said, you know, I'm very close with Clifford Stone, and I've worked with Clifford for about 11 years, and Clifford's getting up in age, and he has one desire, and that desire is to get his 25 years of hard work, excellent research, and cataloging of all these Freedom of Information Act documents, of which we're looking at millions of documents here.
Wow.
It's got to be the biggest collection on planet Earth.
Wow.
You know, he wants to get those out to the people while he still can. And I guess he was impressed with us, you guys, and maybe a little bit with me. He obviously spent a lot of time researching the site, and he felt like AboveTopSecret.com, us as people, were the group to make that happen through. So, you know, we talked off and on, and I said, okay, you know, this sounds like a golden opportunity for us and a golden opportunity for Clifford. Like my dad always told me, the only good deal is a deal that's good for everybody involved, so we moved forward with it, and we started creating the Clifford Stone FOIA archive forum on the site, which is slowly getting built because, unlike other sites, we're not just going to dump a bunch of PDF files up there on the server and say good luck. You know, we're going to create an intuitively searchable, very well organized, and document by document system of these documents with a brief description of each document, so that the person trying to find something in particular doesn't have to sit there and try to open up 2 million PDF files and hope he stumbles across the one he's looking for. So anyway, as those conversations went on, it became clear to me that Clifford had some things that nobody had ever seen before. And he had some things that some people would call a smoking gun. At that point, I contacted our publicity firm, our PR firm, public relations firm, and I said, what if I could get this? And he said, you know, the sky's the limit. I mean, at that point, the big granddaddy news shows, the real ones, the 60 Minutes of the world, the 48 Hours, those guys would be extremely interested in something like that. Well, at our November 5th event, the producers from 60 Minutes, 48 Hours, 2020, all those guys were all at that event in New York City. And they kind of, you know, were feeling us out and whatever, and we got to talk to them for a little while, and I agreed that I'd you know, if we can come up with something that good that nobody had ever seen, I agreed that these guys, I think, are honest enough journalists that they would put it out there. The key is it can't be crap. It's got to be vetted, real information. So at that point, we made the decision to spend the money and take the time and fly out and meet Clifford and let him show us in person what he had. And we did. And I took the biggest skeptic I know with me, and that's Cracker. And
the member Cracker from ATS.
The member Cracker, whose real name shall remain anonymous.
Okay.
Is he Johnny's brother?
Yeah. Yeah. Nope. The deal is that when we landed in Roswell, Cracker was this mindset. When we left Roswell, Cracker was of a different mindset. And that impressed me more than anything. I mean, to take a guy that's an average person, he's not wrapped up into this stuff, he's you know, doesn't have this need to believe. As a matter of fact, he thinks about 90% of it is pretty much crap anyway. To watch him go through this transition in Clifford Stone's living room as we both pored over these documents and really connected the dots was an amazing thing for me personally. The other thing that really I find fascinating and brilliant about this is that these are documents. These documents have a complete chain of evidence from the government agency that they came from to Clifford Stone. I mean, down to the envelopes with the you know, postmark stamp on it. You can feel the indentations from the typewriter. You know, there is no BS to this. The right. Documents can't lie. Documents can't hoax. You can hoax documents, but these aren't hoax documents. These are the real McCoy. You know, this is going to be a big deal. I'm hoping first quarter 2008, this is going to be a huge deal. Beyond that, I really can't go into the details.
Right.
Because, you know, when you play with the mainstream media, you have to play by their rules or they'll just walk.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is we've got so many spookies coming to the site now and checking things out. You know, as Agent X has done a masterful job of finding these clowns, that, you know, I mean, there's only so much things we can put out there because we don't want these knuckleheads coming in there and trying, you know, running in their disinformation agents trying to throw everybody on, you know, off the trail.
And we get plenty of those anyway, so.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's 1-800-NUT.
I think the big thing, though, real quickly, I think the big thing about this is that the mainstream media, and I mean the big primetime granddaddy TV shows, the serious TV shows, if they don't get it first, they're walking. I mean, they're like, if they saw this anywhere else, they're going to say, I don't follow anywhere else. We're the big, you know, the big dog of the park. We get it first or we're out. And that's what this is all about.
Okay. Well, it's been very interesting, Mark. We've really enjoyed the conversation with you. It's been a long time, my friend, that you and I have done anything on air. So really
too
appreciate
long.
The time. Yeah, really appreciate the time. Appreciate the wife allowing you to you know, come out of the doghouse to talk with Johnny and I. So
hey,
on
can we count on you coming back again soon?
Oh, sure. I'll be happy to come back.
And how about you, Springer? Can we count on you coming back soon,
too? Yeah, we can probably do this again, you know, in less than a year.
That's about what it's going to be.
Well, let's see.
It took an act of God to get you on the line today,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
then the knucklehead.
Let's see. We got the book. We got radio. We got TV. We got comics. We got Comic-Con. I'll squeeze it in.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, good. So on behalf of the ATX Mix Show and the AboveTopSecret.com network and the Above Network LLC, until next time, the next Springer Sprung, I'm Dave Rabbit.
And I'm Johnny Anonymous.
And I'm Springer.
And on behalf of all of us, thanks for listening to the ATS Mix.
Thanks, guys.
Dave Rabbit here again with the ATS Mix Show from AboveTopSecret.com. If you love politics and are tired of hearing and reading all that robotic crap that keeps churning out from the mainstream media, then come join me and thousands of people from around the world at AbovePolitics.com. They have political forums for everyone's taste, including U.S. politics, United Kingdom politics, Canadian politics, head-to-head political debates, politics of war, They have a general chit-chat and a freshman forum for you newbies and rookies to the political arena. There's also forums about Mideast conflict, socialism. They have a slugfest, liberalism, conservatism, moderate, and my personal favorite, military and security issues. So if you don't want to be another sheep, maybe that was a goat, I'm not sure, and want to be a unique thinker, AbovePolitics.com is for you. Part of the Above Network, LLC. Deny apathy. AbovePolitics.com.
ATS Mix from AboveTopSecret.com is over.
You've been listening to the ATS Mix with Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous. If you have a comment, suggestion, an opposing view, or would like to participate in a future show of ATS Mix, please contact Dave or Johnny at www.AboveTopSecret.com. The views expressed on ATS Mix do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of the Above Network, LLC, or any of its affiliates. Thanks for listening. You may now reattach your tinfoil hat.